The town has reached an agreement with the town's police union. What can you share about that agreement?
Well, it's a tentative agreement, actually, because the agreement still has to be approved by the PERB board when they get together in August. But since that's a couple months away, we wanted to get news out to the public that we have reached a tentative agreement on the PERB charges and the fines that were brought against the police officers for their participation in the strike. So, yeah, you know, what I'm about to tell you really is this what I've been telling everybody for the last 5 months. The town story, my position has not changed. The officers participated in a strike, a work slowdown from the middle of January to the beginning part of February. We followed the law all the way through the process, which you know, I took an oath when I was sworn in as supervisor to uphold the laws of the town of Tonawanda and the state of New York. So all we did was follow the laws. We filed when we got to the point where we were believed there was a work slowdown. We filed our charges with PERB, and we started talking to the club, you know, a couple months ago, seeing if they wanted to reach some settlement on it. And we've been talking for the last couple months, and we were happy to get to a conclusion today. So, you know, based on, you know, what's in the PERB document, what's going to PERB, is that, you know, they are not contesting, when I say they, the police club, they are not contesting any of the charges that we brought against them. So they did what they did. I've been saying that since day one. You know, it's time to move on. You know, we're not going to dwell on it. But accountability is very important in the town. I hold all town employees and all the town board members and myself to be accountable, and the police officers as well. They had to be accountable for their actions, and for what I believe was a work slowdown. And so by them signing off on this agreement, they are not challenging us. And the officers, the 44 officers, are going to receive fines. They're going to be taken out of their paycheck next week. And the police club, which actually that's what pertains to the PERB filing, the police club is going to forfeit 1 month's dues as part of the settlement. On the other hand, the town is going to set up a ad hoc labor management committee in the interim for a short period of time before we enter into contract negotiations with the police club. We're going to enter into a labor management committee where we can sit down and talk face to face with the club. And also included in those in that committee will be the police chief, myself, Deputy Supervisor Santa Maria, as well as representatives from the police club. So it's an important milestone that we reached today, we're ready to move forward. We love our police department. Okay, it's another thing that I've never swayed from my support for our police department or our police chief. You know, both have very difficult jobs, and both parties need to recognize that both jobs are difficult, and the town board certainly recognizes that. And we're happy that we can move forward with this and work together in unison to continue to make our town a great place to live, work, and play. That's the saying goes.
And for those not familiar, what exactly were the officers who are being fined? What exactly did they do that was considered the unlawful strike?
Okay, PERB defines a strike action by a law enforcement agency, a public law enforcement agency, as officers who are not doing their jobs in their entirety. Now, in their jobs in their entirety, when you are a police officer, traffic safety is part of your job. You know, and traffic safety means you know, issuing tickets as needed, as if people are violating the traffic laws. You'll remember that the drop in tickets from January 13th before the strike to January 15th when they went on strike, there was about a over 50% drop in the ticket writing, and that was sustained for over 2.5-3 weeks or so. So there was a significant drop in tickets, writing tickets. Not a money grab. That the club, you know, was saying this was all about Supervisor Evinger making it about money. It's not a money grab. The amount of money that we lost in terms of tickets, the amount that people would have had to pay for the tickets, and the amount that the officers are being fined, you know, would have totaled, I don't know, $25,000-$30,000 maybe total. You know, we have a $120 million budget, so it certainly wasn't about a money grab. It was about accountability. People have to be held accountable, especially law enforcement officers, in my opinion, who take an oath. They swear to take an oath to uphold the laws of the state of New York and the town of Tonawanda, and it was important that we held them accountable. And they knew what they did. They knew what they did, and they probably thought that the supervisor and the town board were not going to go the distance. But accountability is very important in my book. And we were willing to go the distance, meaning taking it all the way to a perp hearing. But I'm happy that we didn't get that far. I'm glad that we were able to reach a settlement and we could move on with the business of the town. Over the last 4 months, 5 months or so, you know, there have been accusations at town board meetings and in social media that town supervisor Joe Eminger is a liar. He's not telling the truth. I want to assure the public, I want to assure the residents of the town of Tonawanda, I may be a lot of things, but the one thing I am not is I'm not a liar. I tell the truth. And those who know me know that I don't go off the deep end. And when something like this came up, people should have known that there was something behind what I was saying, because I don't go off and make wild accusations. So I want the public to know that the town supervisor, their town supervisor, does not lie to them, and I will never lie to them. So I just want to make that clear.